you know, if some people were healed, why couldn't you celebrate that? Why get after people who are trying to help people? But there's something about a spirit of religion, and they try to kill and extinguish and put out the power of God. And in Luke chapter 5 and verse 17, they're religious people. And they're named, you know, they've got their different names and titles and all this sort of thing. And many of them know the Bible real well, too. And then it says this. It says, and the Lord, verse 17, it's just the last sentence of the verse. And it says, and the Lord was present to heal. In fact, if you look in some versions that put the scripture, you know, that translators put into the text, it's not there. Natural fact, present is not in the text, but just to make it read better, they put in present. It simply is saying the Lord is healing. The Lord is healing. That's what he does. The Lord's present to heal. What I'm saying tonight is that Holy Spirit is here. Doug from Oshawa. Pastor Billy from, what'd you call that street again? Loyalist Road. Is that one or that one? Okay, that one. Loyalist Road. That one there is long enough. You ought to name that one too. Yeah. He's present. We worship you, Lord. I say, Holy Spirit, come. Come, Holy Spirit, to heal people. Touch people in their bodies. Deliver people in their minds. I'll tell you what I know tonight already. Is there are some people, and some you have specific things, and we can pray for you. And I know that there are people here with back problems, and we're going to be believing that your back problems would be solved and that you would be able to be healed of that. I know that. I know that there are people here who have come with mental and emotional conditions, and I am not a medical doctor. I'm just wanting for you to know, as I clarify this, I'm very authentic when we move in this kind of a realm. And we'll function with integrity. But there are people who can suffer, and there can be medical conditions. I'm not talking about that. But there are people who have been tormented in their minds, and it's demonic torment. It's not something that's a disease. It's not a sickness or something like that. It's a torment of the mind. And it'll cause you to think that you need pills for it, when in actual fact, to be delivered from it by the power of God is what we're looking for. And Jesus wants to do that for you. I know that. I know that there are people who have in insomnia problems, sleeplessness, a difficulty in sleeping. And it's not a matter of drinking too much coffee or something like that. It's a matter of Jesus touching you. These are things that the Lord wants to do. There are others who may be here tonight, and it's cancer, or and I'm not saying that by word of knowledge, but it just may be that somebody is here with a disease like that, where you've been diagnosed, and we're going to believe for healing for you. I'm simply saying this. None of those things are difficult when the presence of the Lord is here. Holy Spirit is in me. I didn't have to come here to find him. Holy Spirit is in you. You didn't have to borrow him from me. He's in you if you're a believer too. I'm not even the answer. I know that God will use me tonight. I understand that part. But neither do I go into a meeting and say, you know, here's what I'm going to do and all this. I'm saying that the Lord Jesus Christ is here to do what he does. What he did back then by power of Holy Spirit, this is what he will do today and tonight. That's what he wants to do. Do you believe for that too?
Yes.
He will do that. I almost have more faith to begin immediately that there are people here. I was aware of it on Friday night. I arrived on Thursday night. I believe it was on Friday night. I was keenly aware of it, of a demonic realm of attack, and just understand that what the enemy tries to do is to bring a torment of the mind. One of the words that I would use is a distraction. A distraction so that your mind can feel what I see is it's almost like spiders in your mind or flies in your mind. And it's a distraction of mind. It's a torment of mind. It's a mind that has not had peace. And what the Lord wants to do is set you free from that. And so that you would know peace of heart and peace of mind. And there are people here tonight. There are different reasons for it. You don't have to claim responsibility for it. I'm here to say that by the power of the Lord Jesus Christ, you can be set free from it. Whenever we minister to people, there are some things I don't need to know anything. In fact, some things I'd rather not know. And if God wants to show it, he can tell me. And if not, we don't need to be telling anything. But there are some people here tonight who are in this category that I'm just describing. If it's you, I just want you to come across here. I don't even think that it's one or two. But I think it's more than that. But if it's you, you say it's mind, it's a distractive oppression. It's of the mind. Just come right across here. Come right over here, please. It's an oppressive. It can almost make you feel claustrophobic in your mind, and it for some it can even result in an insomnia, and you will have a sleeplessness. And what the enemy tries to do is bring you torment, discouragement, and spiral into other things. And I'm just believing in the name of Jesus tonight for an absolute freedom for you. Some of you, just come. I just saw before you even came that we're talking about a number of people. And so you come up here. You know what I like, Pastor Billy, and I know that there are other pastors here, Pastor Bill and Renda I saw as well, but you know what I like so much is that we feel safe enough to say, yes, Lord, we're safe with the Lord, and we're safe with what we want is integrity in a healing ministry. And we're saying, no smoke and mirrors, no razzle-dazzle. Holy Spirit, touch me. Touch me and bring healing to me. That's what we're asking for. And what I'd like is, and maybe I'll just appeal to you, Pastor Billy, so that we, I'm fully aware of this being handled, is that if there are pastors, spouses, that they would come behind just as a kind of a shield here, or if you had an intercessory group, so that they're just behind, I'd like them to come, but not anyone else. I'm not asking for anyone else. But if you are a pastor, spouse, and we're just going to come behind, or intercessory, you're known by your spiritual leaders, I want to just minister. I want to minister. Let's just move in this. I thank you, Holy Spirit. I thank you. I ask you to come now. I ask you to come now, even while I'm talking. Don't even stereotype any of this where you think he's got to touch me, he's got to do word of knowledge or something like that. Don't stereotype it, because Holy Spirit is here. The Lord is present to heal. He's going to do good. He's already doing good right now in the name of Jesus. He's doing good. And I thank you. I thank you. I break off the bonds in the name of Jesus. I take authority over the power of darkness that would try to torment your mind. And I take the authority that I have in Jesus Christ, of the finished work of Christ, and I break what's on your mind right now. Just open your eyes and look at me. Just open your eyes. In the name of Jesus, I break that power that tries to bring depression and hopelessness and discouragement upon you. And I command the power of darkness to leave you. I shut the doors and and you can shut them, come into agreement with me that we would shut the doors that would allow any kind of darkness, just like there's light that can come in through a window, so darkness can come in through different doors and windows, and we just shut the doors and the windows on the enemy. And I say in the name of Jesus, power of darkness, leave this man right now. Set him free. Whom the Son sets free, makes free, is free indeed. In fact, we do not believe a lie, but we believe the truth. And so set him free in the name of Jesus. The voices, I cut off the foreign extraneous voices. I cut them off in the name of Jesus, and that you would be healed. The healing flow from the mouth of Jesus. There is honey that's dripping from the mouth of Jesus right over you. It's the words of Jesus. He sent his word and healed you. And let the honey just pour upon you. I can see it right now. The honey from the mouth of Jesus. Sweet from your lips, pour over this man in the precious name of Jesus. I thank you, Holy Spirit. I thank you. Breakthrough in his life, I pray. We're not asking for a touch. We're asking for a deliverance for him, that his mind would have clarity. There would be light and life in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I thank you. Isn't it interesting? It's different for different people. There's such a sweetness. I felt such authority here, and for you, I barely want to touch you because you're just so precious, you know, in a gentle way. I just speak gentleness. Something deep, deep. I want you to know, I speak this to you as a word of knowledge. It's from Isaiah, and it's prophetic about the ministry of Jesus, and when he sees a reed that's been bent over, he's so gentle, he won't break it off. Or if he sees a flame that's just flickering a bit, he won't snuff it out. And I just speak to you in the name of the Lord. I thank you. You heal the brokenhearted, Jesus. I proclaim over you the favor of the Lord, a jubilee over your life. I speak into your mind in the name of Jesus. In your mind, I speak peace, peace. And where there would, I'll tell you what it is, it's Psalm 46. You know, I don't know how far we're gonna get tonight. I'll be obedient and we'll just trust God in what we're doing. But it's Psalm 46 for you. The mountains shake and the waters are foaming and there's all sorts of this stuff. And then verse 10. Oh, actually, I'll give you the verse that says, but there is a river, the streams thereof that make glad the city of God. You know, every big city would be near a river, but Jerusalem wasn't. And that's because they didn't need a natural river. They had the river of God. In verse 10, I believe it is, I speak it to you right now. It's be still and know that he is God. Be still and know that he is God. I just speak a healing deliverance. I speak peace in Jesus' name to her precious spirit, to her heart. I thank you. I take authority over the enemy that would try to disturb this woman, that would try to distract her, that would throw her off, and that she would leave with the joy of the Lord that's her strength. And I want to bless you. Blessing of the Lord that makes strong and has no sorrow with it. Where there's been sorrow and heartache, that there would be a different stream that would begin to flow, the river of God with joy. And you would know that weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. I speak that into you in the name of Jesus. Joy comes in the morning. I thank you. I thank you, Holy Spirit. I thank you, Holy Spirit. The Lord knows the way that we take, and when he has tried you, you'll come forth as gold. I just believe for that in the name of Jesus. You're in the hand of the Lord. You're in the hand of the Lord. He's the God of the valleys, and he's the God of the mountains. And I just say that when you go to bed at night, You lay all your burdens down in Jesus. Lay the burdens down. Holy Spirit, call people alongside of her, and I know that you will as well. I speak to ministering angels to come and minister to her. He'll give you songs in the night and his faithfulness in the daytime. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I thank you. I thank you. I speak to people here tonight who have depression. You've been plagued in your mind with depression, and it's kind of like what I would sense and feel is it's like somebody were to put a box over your head, and it almost makes you claustrophobic. It's a crowding down on you, and it's like a dark cloud, and it's like it comes down, and you can't even do anything about it. And I just come into agreement with you. This is called the prayer of agreement, that if two shall agree on earth as touching anything in the name of Jesus, as touching anything, it will be granted. I come into agreement for this woman right now in Jesus' name. Let the glory of the Lord be her protector. Let the glory of the Lord rise, shine. The glory of the Lord is risen upon you. The glory of the Lord is a person. And so I speak to this depression, discouragement, and I say, come, glory of God, come upon her, rise within her. And though darkness would cover the earth and there are things that have darkness attached to them, we just say, glory of God is welcome in your life. Just say it with me. The glory of the Lord. The glory of the Lord is welcome. Darkness, go in Jesus' name. And the light of the glory of God delivers me. I just come into agreement with you that there would be a release tonight for you. In the name of Jesus, the fire of God would be a protector for you. I rebuke the enemy that would try to oppress and depress, and that the glory of the Lord, it's like a fire of God, like the fire of God that would lead the Israelites through the wilderness. So there's a fire of God that can be here and go home, burn in her life, I pray. It's more than just you receiving this ministry tonight. There's more going on in your life, and I just say receive, just receive in the name of Jesus. Receive more of the Lord. In what's going on in your life, I just speak that the presence of God would become rich. And I mentioned it this morning, there's this new season, a new beginning, and that this would be a breaking off of some old things and a new beginning for you in a fresh and a living way, because I put the blood of Jesus on you. The blood of Jesus. I thank you for the blood of Jesus. I speak it over you. I thank you, Lord, that I can, if it's you for a depression or this heaviness, just put up your hand just a little bit. Just hold it up. In the name of Jesus, we just take authority against depression and discouragement. And we're not talking about general discouragement. We're talking about the depression and oppression. And in fact, here's what I want us to do is I want some men who are serving God. There's something, if you notice here, we have women who need godly men just to stand behind as well. Again, pastors, I want you to be good guardians here, but there are godly men that just come and stand behind. You don't have to lay hands, but we need godly men standing behind godly women. And that you know, the enemy knows that this will not happen to the godly women. This will not happen to godly women. And godly men aren't going to let it happen. We're going to stand in the gap. And we repent, Lord, even as men, not because we caused it necessarily, but we just repent that we haven't been standing with maybe as much as we could have and should have. And so we just repent and we say, Lord, have mercy upon us, forgive us. But tonight, right away, just like that, we had godly men stand behind you, ladies, and we're agreeing together that there would be a break and a leaving of the spirit of depression. In Jesus' name, the spirit of depression, go. And even for some of you, it can be an adjustment. It can be chemical. And that's something that God can do. And we're just saying, Lord, you know what you're doing here. And we just say you're big enough for some of you, you're just doing it. And for others, it's clearly, it has nothing to do with chemical or natural. It's demonic. And it's been to hurt you and to hold you down. And I break that in Jesus' name. I take the authority of the name of Jesus, and I command that to leave your mind. I speak the power and love and a sound mind. Sound mind. I speak to this young lady who's got a baby in Jesus' name, that these would be good days. Good days. And I bless you. I bless you right now. Stand with you in this. Whatever it is, I just say the blood of Jesus be upon you. Holy Spirit, if you're upon Jesus of Nazareth, you can be upon her right now and her child. And so I just speak to your pregnancy, just blessing you. I bless your mind, and that the enemy, it's Psalm 91 for you. Lord, let her feel your feathers. Keep her under the shadow. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And it says he'll cover you with his feathers. And I just see a covering of the feathers of the Lord. And just cover her right now in the name of Jesus. There's a fragrance released. A covering of the feathers of the Lord. That's the way the Lord is. He's like a mother hen over his chicks. And he just covers you right now in the name of Jesus. Let this be a turning point and a blessed time for you. There are some people here tonight. Here, just a second. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. You know how to restore everything. It's restoring, restoring still waters. Quietness in quiet. It's Isaiah 30. In quietness and in confidence will be your strength. In quietness and in confidence, still waters. Be still and know that He is the Lord. I just speak the quiet stillness of Him. Restore, strengthen her body, touch her mind. In Jesus' name, I thank you. He restores our souls. He leads us beside the still waters. He leads us in paths of righteousness. Surely goodness and mercy, just goodness come upon you tonight. A fresh touch of goodness on you. Oral Roberts used to say, from the top of the head to the soles of the feet, from the crown of your head, just all through your whole body, that there would be this goodness that would come upon you. Just, I let the oil of the goodness of God pour upon you. I thank you, Lord. I thank you. There are people with insomnia, sleeping difficulties. Just hold your hand up. Would you do that? Yeah? And let's come back to you, and then we'll come over here for everybody. So, yeah, that's interesting. Jesus, we thank you because you're able to keep us awake during the day and you're able to give sleep. And surely this young lady needs sleep. And so I just speak again that these would be good days. Good days. You know, for a woman to be pregnant, that's normal. That's not, extreme. That's normal. And so, Lord, we ask that this would be good in probably the third trimester, I'm thinking, yeah. And so we just agree that you'd be able to have sleep. I just come into agreement with you. Came out Sunday night, and I come into agreement for sleep for you. And if it's been sleepless, we just say sleep and a rest in your mind, a rest in your heart, no worries, no cares, and give sleep. For others tonight, I know that there are different reasons for it, but I just want to deal with something right now. The enemy will try to keep some people awake and lacking sleep. And what happens is he knows that if he can get that first cause, then what happens is our nerves get bad and other things get bad, and it becomes spiral. And so I just speak right now. I cut off what the enemy would try to do. I know there are different reasons for sleeplessness, but I just cut off what the enemy would try to do with sleeplessness. And that we just speak tonight that there is a sleep that comes from the Lord, where we don't have to strive, we don't have to struggle, and that there. In fact, I know that there are some people who use pills, and sometimes we need to for a time and all that, but there are some people you can be delivered and do everything sensibly and properly and all of that. But I just speak a deliverance for some from sleeping pills and living on them, and that there would be a freedom from this, and that when it's time to go to bed, it'd be excitement because you know you're going to go there to sleep.